Good morning, everyone. It's a stupid o'clock, like 20 past four. And I've come downstairs and just made some tea. We've got two biscuits in the house. And I'm going to have them with my tea. I don't very often eat biscuits, but no one seems to want these. I don't even know what they are. They're round and flat. I've just let Lammy out in the garden. There's a few birds singing already. And yes, or no, I should say, I haven't slept. It's totally ridiculous. I was at 1 o'clock making potato salad over to take to work. Excuse me chewing. I make really no apologies for it. I did one of his favourite dinners. Salmon cooked with lemon and black pepper. And vegetables, which was green beans, peas, broccoli and carrots. And hot potato salad. And, oh, here he is, he's back at the door. That's not Obi, that's Lammy. Not Obi. Let's see if I can get some birds for you. Come on. I can hear a blackbird in the distance, I'm sure. But it doesn't seem to want to come in my garden this year. I suppose I can't blame them. But I wish they'd come a bit nearer to sing. There's usually one, the last few years, that goes on a chimney pot across the road, and when it sings, it echoes. It's like it bounces off something. It's really lovely. I made this hot potato salad with new potatoes. Sometimes I buy salad potatoes that are small and they're tiny and I leave them whole, or if they're a bit bigger I cut them in half. But these were new potatoes, so they were cleaned already, but washed them, sliced them and cooked them already sliced. And then I made the dressing with mayonnaise. Now, you probably could use something like natural yogurt. I haven't got any. It was low-fat mayonnaise, because that's what we always have. Or light, I should say. We don't think there's a significant difference in the taste to warrant having the full-fat one. So I had that. Some English mustard, copious amount of coarsely ground black pepper, lemon juice, and grated garlic. Mixed it all up, and then drain the potatoes, and while they're still hot, put them into the bowl and stir it all round. And there you have it. Of course you can have it cold, but we particularly like it hot. If you're meat eaters, you could add bacon or ham, or you could slice up a hard-boiled egg and put it in there, or two. Now, we had that. Connor's over his girlfriend, so Ronan doesn't like salmon or anything like that, so it was just Obi and I who had it. And there was a bit of salad left over, and he said, oh, I could take that to work tomorrow. And then there wasn't enough dressing. There were some potatoes left over, that's right. So I'd done too many. And I was wondering what to do with them. And he said, you can make some more dressing and make some more potato salad. So I did that, and then it wasn't that much. So he said, why not make some more? So he was putting rubbish out because it was bin day today. And I started cooking more potatoes, slicing them, cooking them, making more dressing. So now he's got two bowls of it. And he's going to put some in a plastic container and take it to work. I don't know whether he's going to have anything else with it or just heat it. Oh, and it's got onions in it. Sorry, I forgot to tell you that. Chop onion up and put it in there raw. I think some people fry the onion, but I prefer it raw. And he's just going to heat it up in the microwave. We've decided we want to go away on holiday this year, even if it's for 4 or 5 days. And Obi wanted to go to, back to sleep, Pink. You're not coming out yet. Obi wanted to go to Scotland. He wanted to go on a cruise. But I didn't know if I was keen on it. I'd like the idea of it, but I didn't know whether I would feel like I wanted to get off and whether I would feel a bit claustrophobic. I think I need to go and have a look round one of these ships and get a feel of it. I know they're absolutely huge, I know that. So we decided, he decided that, okay, if we don't do that, then somewhere in the UK, but preferably not in England, because, we want to get away somewhere. So he said, what about Scotland? And I said, yeah, okay. I don't know whereabouts. I want somewhere kind of coastal, I think, so we can, you know, walk on the beach and stuff. I told him that the weather's not quite as good up there, but even in the summer. So we're thinking of like the second week in July. Now, I want to take my guide dog, but we will be flying, simply because it's cheaper. And the train journey is too long for me. I can't cope with that, I don't think. So, I need to find out, and I think I can only ask a vet this, but if anyone else has had experience of it, I need to know what papers I need for him to travel in the UK. I know I need some documentation. Now, obviously, I'll ask guide dogs about that. What I also need to ask them and the vet is that he's 7 years old and he's never flown before. Is he going to be okay? But more than anything, I mean, he's pretty laid back. He's fine on buses and trains. He's never had and cars. More than anything, and have I ever been on a boat with him? Yeah, I think I have. No, I didn't have him then. No, I don't think he's ever been on a boat. My others have. Has he? I don't think so. I can't see it being a problem, but what's worrying me is the fact that he's an epileptic. He's under control, but I'm worried that is flying going to do anything to bring on a fit? And I need to get expert advice on that. Because if that's the case, then I'm going to have to find... I won't be able to take him, which will be a real shame, because I really want to. But obviously, I couldn't put him at risk like that. And so if the worst comes to the worst and I can't take him, I will ask my ex-husband if him and his wife will look after him. They looked after him for a weekend once and they know he's really well behaved. And I used to look after... I haven't looked after his new dog yet. Because that goes... When they go away, that tends to go back to the border. So I am going to ask him, if the worst comes to worst, will he look after him for me? Because he isn't any trouble. He's a good dog. You know, he's no trouble in the house at all. He doesn't jump up at worktops. I mean, he might go in the kitchen and try and scrounge crumbs off the floor when I go upstairs. He doesn't do it when I'm down here. But I come down and I find his ball in the kitchen and I know that he's been in there. But he never jumps up at the worktops. He never takes things off the table or anything like that. And as I say, they did look after him once before, so... And they said they'd have him again. And I've looked after his dog loads of times, to be fair. but not the current one that he got in about November, October, November. But the other one, the one he had before, I was looking after very often. Because he's married to, she was born in Kenya, but her family are of Indian descent. And sometimes she used to have a guide dog. She hasn't got one now because she had an operation and she got a lot of her sight back. She had two dogs, actually, and her family, her close family, were okay with the dogs. But I think, like other family members, you know, it can be a bit of a palaver if you go to a big do and there's lots of people there. And also it's not hers. So many weekends I've been to family weddings and that, and I've had the dog. And when they've been on holidays too. And I never minded. I was always happy to have her, actually. I mean, she was a little bit naughty. She used to sleep on the settee, but we hadn't got the heart. I know we should have made her get off, but most of the time I wasn't aware of it. The kids were. If I'd have known she did it, I would tell her to get off, but the kids knew that she did it. We've got a big corner sofa, but it's not in a corner because there's no room for it to go in any of the corners here. And in the corner bit, in the right angle, is a huge, big cushion. And she used to pick that corner there. That's Obie. Are you all right, darling? I think he's okay. Ronan's awake as well. They'd come down in the morning and she'd be there. I think when she heard me coming down, she used to get off. So that's why I never actually caught her doing it. Niall doesn't do things like that. He's never done that. Never, ever, ever tried to get on my bed or anything. Lammy does it, but... So, anyway, I really like to take him. But obviously I wouldn't go against what anyone told me, because it would be really awful if we were on the plane and he had a fit. It would be really, really, really bad. And in a way it's an extra worry to take him because of the flying, but I really would rather not go without him, because, you know, I feel I'm going to a completely strange place, and I know I've got Obi with me, but he's my independence, do you know what I mean? And of course I will, if I don't take him, I'll have a cane with me. So anyway, that's only like 4 months away, so we are determined to do it. Everything willing, of course. I put the heating on just now, because when I came down it was really cold. I mean, it's not below freezing or anything, but just put it on for a few minutes to take the chill off the air while I sit and drink my tea. I'm supposed to be going to the hospital today, but I can't see me going somehow. Because I'll just, at some point, I'll lay down in bed and just crash, because that's what I do. And I can't stay up, because if I do, I'll just fall asleep here. Night, night, Pinky. So... Anyway, if anybody knows what paperwork I need, I think I need something to say that he's a working guide dog or something. Because I remember somebody having trouble getting on one of the... somewhere like something like Ryanair or something. It might have been EasyJet, I'm not sure. I don't intend to fly with anyone like that, to be honest. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but I would rather go with British Airways or something. But I suppose it depends where we're going and what, you know, flights go there. Anyway, if anyone's got any ideas about where to go or how to go about the dog issue, I don't think he'll need a passport to travel within the UK. I'm pretty sure he won't, but he does need some paperwork if they let me take him. of course, I would never go against them. If the vet says, no, it's not a good idea, then I don't do it. That's the end of story. Because I would never want to put him at risk. But on the other hand, I don't really like going without him, because I just don't. You know, I know I go out without him sometimes here when I'm going out with Obi, but that's a bit different. He would love to come away with us as well, you know, and really be in the limelight. Because, I mean, of course I make a fuss of him and I play with him and stuff, but, you know, Lammy always gets in the limelight most of the time, you know. But so he's like a kid. He's like the older kid. Niall's like the, even though Niall's the youngest, Niall's like the older kid who kind of has to get on with things, and the younger one's spoilt and gets all the attention. Only they're not that way round. Lam is the oldest one. And sometimes the older kid gets taken away on holiday without the young one, and it's back to how it used to be when he was the only one, or she was the only one. Although Niall wasn't here first, Lammy was, but they get on great together. But they don't have the same bond that Lammy and my previous dog had, because she was there first. And they had a great bond. She was about 4 when I had him, I think. So she was still lively and very playful. And they used to play for hours. He used to jump all over her head like a little flea. She was a small Labrador. She was only like about 23 kg. 22 even. She was very compact. And pretty solid, really. And without being fat. And they used to have wonderful games. They used to roll all over the floor and chase each other around and play with toys. You know, have tug of war with toys. And they used to jump on top of her head. And you know, they used to play fight. And sometimes one of them would get hurt. And they'd go, wow, like that. And then it turned a little bit nasty, but nothing bad. They never hurt. They never drew blood. They loved one another. And it was very sad. When she retired, I kept her for the first... she retired in the end of 2009. I kept her for the first year and 3 months. And then we had to move and I couldn't take pets. So she went to my mum. And they did allow me to take pets in the end, the landlord did. But by the time that all got arranged... she'd settled in and my mum wanted to keep her, so I said, okay, hang on to her for now, because it's not permanent. It's not a permanent home there. I was only there for 6 months, and I thought, well, I didn't want her to keep getting disrupted, because for the first time, when we moved just before, a few months before, like about 5 months before she was retired, the day we moved, she got really stressed, and I'd never ever seen her like that before. She was panting and shaking. You know, we'd just come to this new house, everything was going on, all the furniture was coming in. I'd never seen her. She wasn't the sort of dog that got upset about anything, and it really stressed her out. So when we had to move and I couldn't take her with me, and she went to my mum's, that was fine, because my mum, she knew my mum, and my mum had looked after her when I've been away and stuff, when I've been abroad and couldn't take her. And so it was nothing. So I didn't want to have the upheaval of her, you know, when we went into a temporary accommodation, even though they said that I could have pets. I didn't want her to get stressed out again, come into a different house and then have to move again. But by the time I got down here, my mum had had her for 6 months, and she was getting a little bit doddery on her back legs. It wasn't really, but she couldn't cope with these floors, and it's all that here except upstairs. And you know, I knew that it would get to a point when she got really old that she probably wouldn't be able to get up the stairs, and that she'd be sliding all over this floor. So my mum kept her, but that was really sad, because Lammy didn't see her that often, and you know, so that bond was broken. which was sad. But he was at my mum's as well, when at the place where I couldn't have pets, and that was so traumatic. I mean, she settled in okay, but he didn't. He did to a point, but I used to go down and see them every few days because I missed them and the cats. My mum's got, she does cat rescue work, so she's got little cages out in the garden with runs, you know, like little houses, sorry, with runs that they can go out, and they're not very big, but they can walk around and sharpen their claws and be out in the fresh air. And they've got a little house with a cat flap and a heater inside and all that. You know, they're all well looked after. So luckily she had room to take my lot, which was only three, because poor Dottie. Oh yeah, we did have Dottie then, yeah. I was getting mixed up with when we went there after the fire. She had Dottie and Wakabubu went in one pen, and Chantel and Candice went in the one next door. And I went down to see them every day because I didn't want them to forget me, and I'd missed them. But in the end, I had to stop because Lammy got too distressed when I left. You know, he'd be absolutely hysterical for ages afterwards. He'd be throwing himself at all the doors because he didn't know. You know, he thought I was still in one of the doors. He'd throw himself at the bedroom doors. He'd throw himself at the back door. Because we had to put him in the garden, and then I had to go while he was out there. And then he'd come in looking for me, and he'd be absolutely frantic. I couldn't stand it. I could hear him on the phone sometimes because I'd ring my mum to say I'd got home, because it was a couple of mile walk, but it was all up this big steep hill, and if it was at night time, it was quite quiet. Because we lived up by the woods, and so I'd ring her to let her know I'd got home. And I'd hear him carrying on, and I couldn't stand it. It was really upsetting. So he had to come back to me. I mean, there's no question there was never a question that he wouldn't, to be honest. Because Nikki was she was pretty much a one-person dog as well, but she was much quieter about it. And she did like my mum a lot. I mean, he does. But he really is like a one-person dog. He likes other people, he likes the family, but at the end of the day, it's Muma. And his life's all about Muma, as Obi's always saying. His life's all about you. Poor little thing, what a life. So there wasn't ever any question that... I mean, it was terrible when I couldn't take the pets there. And I could take Niall, of course. I mean, they couldn't say I couldn't take him. But I couldn't take any of them. And he was lonely too. He didn't like it either, actually, because he missed the other dogs. He loves other dogs. So, anyway, I've got way off topic and off track I started off talking about going to Scotland and whether I can take Niall or not. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I'll just have to contact various people and talk to them about it and see what they say. I need to try and find that sort of thing out now so that I can make arrangements for him to be taken care of. I mean, I would leave him here, but, you know, I can't rely on... I mean, I don't know whether Ronan would go to his dad's while I'm not here, or whether he'd stay here with Connor. They did do that once when I went to Nigeria. They both stayed here together for a week. I think they got on okay, but I seem to remember them having a terrible row one day when I rang up, and it worried me a bit. So the next time I went, he got sent to his dad's. Connor's quite capable of staying here on his own, of course. I mean, he's 22. He stayed on his own. I think the first time he stayed on his own, he was about 16, actually. 15, I think. He was coming up for 16. He was nearly 16. Did he stay on his own then? No, he didn't. Okay, sorry. That was the year after. He was nearly 17 when he stayed on his own. And he was only on his own for, I think, about a week. And then his dad came and stayed at my house for a week. And then when I went to get Niall, he stayed on his own. I was away for 2 weeks then. But Roland went to his grandmother or his dad, I can't remember. Anyway, I'm waffling.
30 seconds and 50 seconds. Time remaining. 34 minutes and 47
seconds. Better get off of here. Too much talk. Let's just have one last look at what the birds are doing. And the heating can go off then, because it's warm now. My stomach's making noises. Same as before, really. Oh, it's chilly out there. Where are you, Toof Toof? I'm not talking about you, and I don't know whether he's gone back up to bed. Toof? Can't hear me, of course. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now.
33 minutes.
Oh, shush. I'll be back later with day 19 of Marching On.